的灵性。
The purpose of spiritual convocation is to revive our own faith.
所以祷告它是一个很重要的方法。
So prayer is an essential part of it.
就好像传道刚刚跟我们勉励的能够生命有神的经历，我们信仰就能够活泼。
Just what, like the pastor just shared with us, that to have experiences in our faith, then our faith will become life.
那信仰的经历常常是从触摸神而来的。
And the experiences of our faith comes from touching God.
那触摸神的方法常常是借着祷告，在灵里面触摸到神。
And touching God means touching God through our prayer.
那所以我们来分享几段经文，预备我们的心来祷告神。
So we're going to share a few passages to prepare our hearts for the prayer.
我们看路加福音七章三十八节。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音七章三十八节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 38.
这里记载一个罪女来到主耶稣面前。
Here describes a sinful woman coming before Christ.
七章三十八节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 38.
三十八节，站在耶稣后边，挨着他的脚哭，湿累了他的脚。就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。这边谈到一个罪恶的女人到耶稣面前来认罪。
Here says, here describes a sinful woman coming before Jesus Christ to repent.
她很伤心，眼泪滴湿了主耶稣的脚。
She was deeply saddened, and she wept her tears for Jesus Christ.
后来又用头发最荣耀女人最荣耀的地方来擦主耶稣的脚。
And later, she used the most glorious part of a woman's body, her hair, to wipe away.
又用嘴连连亲她的脚。
Not only did she wipe away the tears, she kissed them.
再把香膏抹在主耶稣的脚上面。
And then later, pour perfume on Jesus Christ's feet.
您今天到主耶稣面前祷告，您要做什么呢？
Today, coming before Jesus Christ to pray, what should we do?
我们也可以来亲亲主耶稣的脚。
We can also kiss Jesus Christ.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是学这个女人在主耶稣面前认罪悔改哭泣。
It's to learn from this woman to weep and repent before Christ.
再用我们的爱把我们的爱倾倒在主耶稣身上。
To pour out our love before Jesus Christ.
我们看到这个人，这个女人来到主耶稣面前认罪呢，她一点儿也都不怕别人笑她。
We see that this sinful woman coming before Jesus Christ, she does not care what others think of her.
我们来看七章的三十九节。
Let's read verse 39.
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是一个怎么样的女人。
Verse 39, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
今天我们如果做错事情，我们都很怕人家知道。
If today we have committed something wrong, we're afraid others will know of it.
如果人家知道我们一定躲起来不敢见人。
And if others know of it, then we'll be so ashamed that we'll hide ourselves.
这个女人说不定是个妓女，我们不知道。
This woman may be a prostitute, we do not know.
但是大家都知道她是个罪人。
But everyone knows she is a sinner.
但她不怕人家笑。
She's not afraid that others will look
down on her. 她勇敢地来到主耶稣的脚前。
But she courageously came before Jesus Christ.
挨着主耶稣的脚哭泣。
Kneeling before Jesus Christ's feet and wept.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们听了很多的道理。
Today we have heard many sermons.
平常我们都觉得自己没有什么太多的罪。
And often we will look at ourselves and think we haven't committed much sin.
但是当道理好像放大镜照进了我们的心之后
But through sermon is like a microscope that looks into our heart.
摸起到我们在神面前常常觉得很多的缺点。
And before God, we see many of our weaknesses.
真的，我们好像常常跟世俗做朋友，是神的敌人。
Often we are friends with this world and we are enemies with God.
真的，我们常常自夸说，今天、明天我要到哪一城市做生意，我很有把握的。
And often we boast of tomorrow and where we'll go and our plans.
实际上说，这个自夸是个大恶。
But the Bible says boasting is a sin.
我们常常隐藏很多的罪恶。
We often hide our sins.
但是我们怕人家知道。
Because we're afraid others will know.
所以今天啊，我们到前面来祷告啊，我们要勇敢的亲主耶稣，在主耶稣面前掉眼泪啊，来亲他的脚。
So today, when we come before Jesus Christ, we should courageously repent and weep wet.
我们现在的人啊，祷告眼泪很少嘞。
Nowadays, we tend to have less tears in our prayer.
我上一次啊，看到眼泪掉最多的祷告会是在阿根廷。
The last time I saw that most of the people wept during their prayer was in Argentina.
那应该是一九，可能是一九九五年左右。那个时候，阿根廷的弟兄姐妹还很单纯，现在应该也是很单纯的。
It was back in 1995, and most of their members are very innocent.
我看到他们那个讲道理哦，他们一悔改，那个板凳前面好多人掉眼泪啊。
And through after the sermon, they repented, and you can see that as they kneel down and pray, many wept.
我们不要说在神面前掉眼泪，我们生活当中有时候已经没有眼泪了。
Not to talk about weeping before Christ, but what about in our life? We probably have less and less tears.
我们的心哦，常常被文明弄到的非常的麻痹啊，对罪没有感觉。
Our heart has been hardened by this society, by this culture.
今天啊，我们在主耶稣面前不要怕掉眼泪啊。
But we should not fear to cry before Christ.
如果你真的有罪，很难除掉。
If we have sin, and it's very hard to take away.
我们在神面前勇敢的啊，求神来赦免我们啊。
We should courageously ask for forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
我提过，小弟提过好几遍。有一年我参加 NYTS， 我被一个年轻人吓到了。
There was one year that I attended NYTS, and I was surprised by a young man.
他上台见证他十诫，他所犯的每一诫是什么？
I was surprised because he testified what he has committed wrong against the Ten Commandments.
第七戒，当然他没有真正去做那些第七戒，但他的心呢、有那种不好的想法。他在那个众同龄面前也想分享他那个第七戒那些不好的想法。
And toward the seventh commandment, he also shared. Of course, he did not commit it, but he shared what are the bad thoughts that he had.
我现在想，哎呦，下面那么多跟他同年纪的姐妹，以后谁敢嫁他呢？
And I was sitting down there, and I was thinking, all the sisters, after hearing his testimony, who would dare to marry him?
感谢主啊，他好像上个月结婚了。
Thank God, he married last month.
娶我们的姐妹了。
And he married our sister.
真的，有时候道理呀、那个进到我们的心里面来，我们真的。你有一个想法，想要认罪悔改，你就不要客气了。
If the sermon, the truth comes into our heart, and we really want to repent, then we should not fear, and we should go ahead and repent.
因为主耶稣接受这个女人的悔改祷告。
Because Jesus Christ accepted it, the sinful woman's
prayer. 我们来看七章的四十四节、四十五节。
Let's turn to
路加福音七章四十四节、四十五节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 44 and 45.
44节、45节。
Verse 44 and 45.
于是转过来向着女人，便对西门说：“你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。”45节。
45.
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人用从我进来的时候就不住地亲我的脚，这是六节。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚，四十七节。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多；但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。请读。我们从第四十五节开始读好了。
Verse 45, you do not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. 46, you did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. 47, therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
主耶稣接受他这种亲嘴的亲脚的祷告。
Jesus Christ accepted her prayer of kissing his
feet. 甚至当着别人亲赞称赞他。
And praised her before others.
今天我们要对主耶稣表示我们的爱情啊。
And today we need to express our love to Jesus Christ.
你心中的需要可以跟他讲，让他知道。
We should tell him of our needs.
你的忧伤可以让他明白。
We should tell him of our sadness.
圣经上讲说，忧伤痛悔的心，主必不轻看。
The Bible says that a saddened and repentant heart, God will not look down.
所以大卫作诗讲说，我啊，祷告到那个我那个眼泪啊，流到我都可以把我的床给扶起来。
David even wrote a psalm and said that I wept my tears so much to the point that my bed can flow.
这个应该是拟人情吧？这应该不是，应该是用拟人法，就是说不是是作诗的一种讲法吧？
I think this is just a way to express.
因为我在想，没有一个人可以掉眼泪掉到真的多到可以变成大河把船浮起来。
I don't think anyone can weep so much to the point that your bed can float.
但是在神面前真的是痛切的哭泣，痛切的悔改。
But indeed, he repented and wept deep, bitterly before Christ.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们的心啊，我们的心啊，我们的心要去好好的想一想。
But our hearts, we need to think.
我们来看以西结书八章第八节。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 8.
我们在神面前哦，好好的啊，去反省反省我们的生命。
We should reflect upon our own life before God.
以西结书八章第八节。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 8.
以西结书八章八节。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 8.
八章八节，他对我说：“人子啊，你要挖墙。”我一挖见有一门，第九节。他说：“你进去看，在他们里面所行可证的恶事。”第十节。我进去一看，知在四面墙上画着各样爬物和可证的走兽，并以色列家一切的偶像。我们一下省略，请读。
Verse 8, he said to me, Son of man, now dig into the wall. So I dug into the wall and saw a doorway there. Verse 9, and he said to me, Go in and see the wicked and detestable things they are doing here. Verse 10, so I went in and looked, and I saw portrayed all over the walls all kinds of crawling things and detestable animals and all the idols of the house of Israel.
我们祷告做什么？
What do we do when we pray?
要挖到内心的里面那一道墙。
We should dig deep into the last wall of our heart.
平常我们生活当中真的没有时间去想我到底在神面前有什么亏欠他的荣耀。
In our daily lives, we really don't have the time to think about what do I lack the glory of God.
我们一有错误啊，我们就把门关起来，我不愿意看了，这个是太丑陋了，我宁愿把它关起来，我根本不想去想它，也不想去看它。
If we have sins, we rather close the door and forget about it.
但是神说呢，你挖一个洞，看见那个门呢，要进去看一看。
But here God says, you dig a hole and you see a doorway and then even go in there.
所以你有个感动哦，你的生命有个洞哦，你不要把它补起来了。
So if you have a hole in your life, you should not just fill it up.
平常也没有时间进去看呢。
Because you don't have time in your daily life to even
祷告就是有时间进去看一看，我到底真正是一个什么样的一个人。
Prayer is a time in which we can dig in and look what kind of person I am.
如果我们不了解我们有病，我们怎么会去找医生呢？
If we don't understand that we are ill, how will we go and look for a
doctor? 如果我们不晓得自己有缺陷，怎么会去求神原谅呢？
If we don't know that we have shortcomings, how will we ask for the forgiveness of God?
可是没有求神原谅，我们是没有离神很远啊。
But if we don't ask for the forgiveness of God, then we're far away from God.
所以神说，你进门去看一看。
That's why God says, go into through the doorway.
我们进门去看看，我们过去的生命到底有什么地方不对。
Go through our doorway and see what happened in our past.
我们真的对我们的配偶没有对不起的地方吗？没有跟他吵架的时候吗？
Have we done something wrong with our spouse? Have we fought with them?
难道我都没有错，都是他的错吗？
Always is it always her mistake or his mistake and not mine?
难道我们对父母亲是完全的孝顺吗？
Are we truly honor our parents?
难道我们在神面前，在双亲面前都没有一点亏欠吗？
Is it true that before our parents we have not done anything wrong?
难道我们都没有得罪过人吗？
Have we not crossfall against anybody?
难道我的心思是完全圣洁的吗？
Is our heart truly pure?
你要利用这个时间哦，静下来进去你内心深处看一看。
We need to quiet down and take that time to go into the depth of our heart and take a look.
其实啊，在神完全的标准下面，我们真的缺点很多。
Under the absolute standards of God, we have many faults.
那我们真的没有机会去看这些问题啦，平常我们太忙了。
But we so busy that we don't have time to take into.
我们也没有勇气去面对这个问题啦。
And we don't have the courage to take look at this problem.
但是我们的神是一个绝对慈爱的神。
But our God is all merciful God.
我们在他面前可以悔改的。
Before him, we can repent.
我们可以反省我们的生命的。
We can reflect upon our own life.
我们可以继续爱神的。
We can continue loving God.
爱不能抵罪。
Because love cannot surpass.
虽然爱不能抵罪。
Even though love cannot redeem our sin.
但是爱可以感动神，赦免我们的罪。
But love can move God and touch God.
因为耶稣说，那个爱少的赦免就少了。
Because here Jesus Christ said, those who love little, forgive little, love little.
这时候我们来到神面前做一点事情，会觉得说：“哎呀，我实在是为神做不少事情。”
So before God, often we think that we have done much for God.
但有时候我们不会觉得说，其实是我能够做这个事情，实在是我的恩惠，实在是我不配嘞。
But we less time think of that we are unworthy to do what we do before God.
这个罪女啊, 亲耶稣的脚,
but the sinful woman kissed Jesus Christ's feet.
那是服侍, 今天耶稣, 耶稣的身体就是教会, 亲耶稣脚就是服侍教会最那个人家看不起的地方。
Today, the body of Christ is the church, and kissing Jesus' feet meaning serving God in the less likable place areas of church.
有时候我们为教会做一点事情, 我们觉得说, 哦, 真的, 你看, 我做的真的是不错的。
Sometimes we do little for church, and we'll think to ourselves, I have done great.
但是当我们啊, 了解自己是什么样的人的时候,
but after understanding what kind of person we truly are,
你要觉得说, 我们亲主耶稣的脚实在是也很不配啦。
Then we'll understand that we're even unworthy to kiss Jesus Christ's feet.
我都要跟婷听到一个, RE的teacher啊, 他做见证啊。
In Argentina, I heard an RE teacher testify.
因为他们有小小班, 就是三岁以下的班啊。
So they have a class designed for children under 3 years old.
哇,他说呢, 在那个雕那个小小班哦, 有时候小朋友去嗯嗯啊, 还要帮小朋友擦屁股呢。
And she testified that sometimes when you assist a young child to go to the bathroom, you even have to clean up after them.
哇,他说哇, 这个, 有时候做宗教教老师怎么要这样做这种事情呢?
And she would think to herself, I'm an RE teacher, why do I have to do it to this point?
但是当自己了解啊, 自己真的常常是一个不配的人的时候,
but and she often realized that she is someone unworthy.
能够亲主耶稣的脚,
to kiss Jesus Christ's feet,
也是一种福气啦。
It is itself a blessing.
所以祷告, 可以在神面前向这个女人亲主耶稣的脚在她面前哭泣悔改。
So prayer allows us to be like the sinful woman to kiss Jesus Christ's feet, to come before him, to repent and weep.
但是我们做基督徒哦, 不要一直停留在那种悔改啦, 然后呢, 主耶稣赦免你的, 又重新的这样的一个 circle当中啦, 这样循环当中啊。
But as Christian, we should not only dwell in the cycle of repenting, be forgiven, and then
commit it again.
We should be from kissing Jesus Christ's feet to kissing his mouth. Let's turn to the Song of Songs.
雅歌第一章第二节,
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章第二节,
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 2.
雅歌第一章第二节,
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章第二节，请你读。
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine.
我们要常常去享受主耶稣的美好。
We should often enjoy the beauty of Christ.
这个所罗门王他作诗说呢, 愿你用嘴亲我, 因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Here Solomon says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than
wine. 这是跟主耶稣一种很亲密的关系啊。
This is a very close relationship with Jesus
Christ. 这是很深入的灵交。
This is a very a love in depth.
这个就是能够享受祷告。
And that is to be able to enjoy your prayer.
我们要从悔改祷告到那种你真的可以享受祷告。
We should move from the prayer of repentance to the prayer of enjoying it.
我们教会那个对一些朋友来讲最难忍受的事情其中一件事情就是你们教会实在是跪太久了。
One thing that many of our truth seekers are hard to endure is that they often said our prayers are too long.
尤其是刚来的朋友们。
Especially if they are just newly their first time comers.
我们真的是可以了解啦。
And we truly understand that.
因为有时候没有一个神的帮助祷告, 然后一直跪在那边, 又没有办法进到心门里面去, 有时候不能专心的时候, 这个祷告有时候变得很长, 每次祷告都要祷告主, 祷告说, 为, 祷告主耶稣说, 请让传道赶一点, 早一点按铃啦,
If you kneel there and there's no help of God and you cannot go into depth, then kneeling there is just become a punishment and you even prayed that pastor can end the prayer earlier.
这个其实正耶稣教会的祷告其实是最甜蜜的一段时光,
but for many, the prayer into Jesus' church has become the most sweetest moment in their life.
这个神真的存在然后你真的可以进到灵里面去跟他讲话的。
Because God exists and we can enter spiritually and talk with him.
这个有时候我很难讲道理跟你解释说这是怎么一回事啊。
But it is very hard to describe in words and express to you.
但是根据人家那个做研究哦。
But according to the studies.
他说人家那个祷告的时候照他脑波啊哦, 脑波那个pattern, 那个形状跟一个人啊见到爸爸妈妈, 他那个脑里面的那个 pattern, 那个形状是一模一样的。
Some researchers, they study, and they realize that the pattern when you are in a prayer equals to the joy that you see your parents.
也就是说，真的人可以在祷告当中，那种喜乐好像见到亲生的爸爸妈妈，很久没有见到他，很高兴，那种喜乐一模一样的脑波啊。
And which means that the joy you experience during prayer is equal to the joy that you experience when you see someone like your parents.
我们常跟年轻人讲，你不要做这个，不要做那个，动动动，世界不可以这个，不可以那样，不可以，不可以这样子。
We often tell our youth, you should not do this, you cannot do this.
其实还有一个方法可以让他们离开罪，不用一直在过回的祷告，轻脚的祷告。
But there's another method that they can do to depart from sin.
就是做亲嘴的祷告。
It is to do a prayer of kissing the mouth.
当你一旦能够体会到神原来那么美好的时候，那个罪就变成垃圾了。
Because when you can experience how wonderful God is, sin has become trash.
我们常跟小朋友讲，你打棒球啊，不要只注意要上垒，你要注意那个球啊。
We often tell our children that when you play baseball, you should not only pay attention to the base that you're running, but you should pay attention to the ball.
我们常常讲那个哦，不要换第一届，不要换第二届，动动啊，那个垒在那边哦，那个你不要，就好像你注意那个垒一样。但是哦，其实主耶稣就那个球。我们的生命当中，当你把你的注意力呢转向。你跟主耶稣有多亲近的时候，你注意到那个主耶稣的亲近，很自然，你就不会去说我不要做这个，不要做那个，你因为那个变成你很讨厌的事情了。
When we tell the youth that don't commit that first commandment, don't commit this commandment, it's like the base they're aiming at. But if they focus on the ball that is coming, they will realize how close their relationship is with Jesus Christ.
所以我们要注意我到底有跟神多亲近、哦、我可以享受神吗
So what we should focus is how close are we with Jesus Christ? Are we able to enjoy Jesus Christ?
圣经讲说他的爱情比酒更美到底什么意思呢
The Bible says the love is more delightful than wine. What does that mean?
酒就是人间的美好
The wine symbolizes the beauty of this
world. 我们所有的人、啊、一般人的喜乐、啊、都是人间的美好过来的
And the happiness of most men comes from this world.
听一场音乐会很喜乐啊。
For example, listening to a concert makes you happy.
看一场球赛很喜乐啊。
Going to a ball game makes you happy.
很多人比较不好的，他喝酒，他吃药，他有一种淫乱的关系，他也可以暂时的喜乐啊。
For some, even taking drugs or having sexual immorality, that is a happiness.
这些都是外面进来的，像酒一样。
But those are come from outside. It's just like wine.
如果音乐会是还好，如果是罪恶的最终之乐，一定是有副作用的。
If it's just a concert, it's okay. But what about something that is even more sinful than that?
但是我们圣经上跟我们讲了，你那个。跟神亲嘴，圣灵的充满是从里面出来的。
But here the Bible tells us to kiss with God's mouth is the Holy Spirit that comes from inside.
这个你祷告到灵里的深处啊。
Is to pray to the depth of your heart.
哇，那个真的是很美好的一件事情呢。
And that's so wonderful.
我这个一定要体验，你一定要试试看。
And that is something that we must experience.
我说我们祷告的时候，你一定要记得关起门来。
When we pray, we need to remember to close our door.
你想象一个。一个比那个碧玉宝石更好的神呢，在那边等着跟你沟通呢。
Just think of a God that is more wonderful than all the jewels and diamonds in this world.
那个启示录里面哦，第四章啊，谈到约翰进到灵里面去，看到我们的主是一个什么样的神呢
？In the book of Revelation, John describes how wonderful it is to go into spirit and see God.
我们看启示录的第四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4.
这是用物质界、啊、来描写灵界的美丽啊。
Is to describe how wonderful using the things in this world.
我们来看第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4,
第四章的第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
那坐着的就是那个主了，我们有位主坐在宝座上。
And the one who sat there, describing God.
那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石。
Here says that the one sits there appears of jasper, In carnelian.
哎，那个真的很漂亮呢。
Do you know how beautiful that is?
我们的神好像碧玉跟红宝石。
Our God is like jasper and carnelian.
所以我们要想象一位神很美好的神，他等着啊，要拥抱你啊。
Just think of a wonderful God that is waiting to hug you.
他可以跟你有一个很亲密的关系啊。
So he can have a very close relationship.
你可以像真的不用言语，可以像亲嘴一样的，可以体会到他的爱。
And just like kissing his mouth, we can experience his love.
所以，诸位弟兄姐妹，我们真的要向往那个跟神亲密的感觉。
So, brothers and sisters, that is what we should admire toward.
我们真耶稣教很多小朋友很会祷告。
In True Jesus Church, we have many a youth who knows how to pray.
有时候他们祷告精神让我真的很羡慕嘞。
And the spirit of praying is something we I admire.
啊，有时候我就很好奇，就问他说：“你为什么这么懂得这么懂得禁食祷告？”
And I will go up to them and ask them, "How come you enjoy fasting and prayer?"
为什么你祷告到不吃饭呢
？Why do you pray to the point you don't need to eat?
哦，他说神很好呢。
Because he and they will reply, "Because God is so wonderful."
神真的很好。
Indeed, God is wonderful.
我不晓得怎么样跟大家讲。
I don't know how to describe it to you.
但是我就想起我第一次得到圣灵的时候。
But I will remember the first time when I received the Holy Spirit.
我真的很难忘记啊。
It is very unforgetful.
一股力量下来。
There was a power that came from above.
哦，那个力量是温暖的。
It's a warm, heat.
很舒服，很舒服啊。
It's very smoothing.
降到我的身上哪里，我哪里就开始震动。
And where the heat moves to, my body will start shaking.
那到腹中了，就好像活水涌出来。
And when it came to my womb, it feels like there was living water coming out.
我就开始讲灵言。
And I started speaking in tongues.
那个感觉哦，就真的像见到那个被爸爸那个抱住一样，那么的美好啊。
And that feeling is just like you see your father and you be hugged by him.
哦，看到前面有一道荣光。
And before me, I see a light.
那是我小学大概四年级的时候的事情。
And I saw that when that happened when I was fourth grade.
我现在还没有办法忘记。
Even till today, I cannot forget.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的神真的是无限的美好。
Our God is indeed wonderful.
祷告就是享受神的时间。
And prayer is a time in which we can enjoy God.
那是很自私的时间啊。
It is a very selfish time.
因为没有办法可以帮你感受到那个情形啊。
Because no one can help you experience that.
所以你把心拿出来。
Therefore, we should take out our
hearts. 你从悔改开始。
Start from repentance.
在神面前啊，好进到内室去省察。
Before God, go into our inner rooms and examine ourselves.
但是不要到那里为止，要继续往前去。
But do not stop there. Continue.
真的祷告到啊，你觉得你跟神好像密相契这样子啊。
Pray till the point you feel like you will be united with God.
你发觉到那个时候时间已经没有意义了。
And at that moment, time no longer means anything.
你发觉到像我们 NYTS 祷告到最后，为什么那么快就按铃啊？会那种感觉啊
？You will pray to the point you feel how come the bell has rang so fast.
今天是第二天灵会。
Today is the second day of spiritual convocation.
祷告像爬山呢。
Prayer is like climbing a
mountain. 神在山上。
God is on top.
祷告是个过程。
Mountain.
盼望我们今天可以到达山上跟神亲嘴。
And prayer is a process, and hopefully today we can reach the top of the mountain and kiss
with God. 你可以真的享受神的美好。
To truly experience the wonderful of God.
愿意接受按手的，愿意求圣灵的，愿意体会神的，请不要客气到前面来。
Those who want to experience God, being laying hands, please come forward.
我们请我们的圣工人员来帮我们按手祷告。
We ask our holy workers to pray for us.